Now, the economy seems to be making slight inroads to recovery, according to statistics released by the IMF yesterday, but no one's in any doubt there are tough times ahead. With that in mind, it's worth noting that thrift is making a comeback. A new project launched at the Out of the Blue Drill Hall in Leith could help ease the financial strain, and it just might prove entertaining too. Each Saturday, a small army of helpful tinkers, tailors and skilled craftsmen are on hand to help fix everything from broken bikes to torn gloves. Tom Allen's been along with a functioning microphone and a hole in his shoe to see if you really can make do and mend.
Now you can lift up the lever at the back there and you can pivot it round.
So my name is Claire Duffy and I'm at Tinker Tailor this week helping people getting their things fixed. Tinker Tailor is it's an idea to try and reduce waste in Edinburgh, and we're localising it in Leith so that we'll have people bringing things in to be fixed. Now, the catch with Tinker Tailor is that you have to fix it yourself. So we're all skilled craftspeople here showing off our skills and sharing them so that people can bring in their stuff and have it mended and not put it in the bin, basically.
Claire's just helped me repair a cuff of my jacket, which had come off. So I've just learned how to thread through a sewing machine and sew.
And how long did it take you?
Was that an hour and a half?
Yeah, just under an hour.
Okay,
so happy man.
Very happy man, yes.
Yeah, it's
very
quite happy. Satisfying when you actually get something fixed in the end.
It is.
And especially when you do it yourself, because you know that you've done all that work yourself. I did one sleeve and showed you how to do it.
You feel like you'd be empowered to go home now and patch up and mend all manner of wrecked, torn, ruined
jackets. Possibly. There is an element of it being like magic when you press the pedal and it goes. So I'm very happy and have overcome a kind of fear of a sewing machine, so that's quite good.
But yeah, this week's quite special because this week we've just started having leather work, so you can bring in bags and shoes and have Amy, who is a leather worker, come and show you and give you advice on how to fix those things. And we've got Jamie today too, who's fixing jewellery, and Joey, who is mending bikes, which I think might be quite a popular one for people to bring in their own bikes, even if they don't have the space at home to fix it and they just need a stand and some tools, and they can bring in their own bike and do the work and have somebody on hand to give them a little bit of advice and get them back on the road.
I'm going to go and see what Joey's up to then with the bikes.
Hello.
Have we got a bike that needs fixing?
Yep, Cornelia's brought their bike. It's quite tired.
Can you just tell from glancing at it what's wrong with it?
I like to think so, but it depends. It's really important to ask people how the bike's going, because lots of the bikes can look fine from the outside but actually got little problems. But Cornelia's bike looks pretty tired. It's very dirty. Apparently it doesn't feel so good.
I just got it from a friend. The gears are not working. Brake pads need to be changed. And I think it's something funny with the pedals as well, because they make really funny noises.
So what happens now? Are you gonna run off and have a cappuccino while Joey does the work, or are you going to stand over her and make sure she gets her hands dirty?
Well, she's already fixing the mud guards and things like that.
Okay.
And, we'll probably look at it together and then see what's wrong with it and come up with a plan.
Crack on.
I'm Rosie Lewis. I'm the carbon reduction officer at the Out of the Blue Drill Hall in Leith.
Just tell me a little bit more about Tinker Tailor. What was the idea?
Essentially, we wanted to create a mending service with a twist that helps reskill people in fixing their own things.
And why do it? Why do you think it's important to try and give people those skills?
Oh, there's a number of reasons. There's the environmental reasons in terms of reducing landfill. So the less stuff that gets chucked away, the better it is for the environment and the less new stuff people have to buy. So there's an environmental benefit there. Arts and skills and crafts are a critical part of people's well-being. And Out of the Blue, one of the things that we try to do is give people as many opportunities to be involved in the arts as they can. And so mending and crafting and make doing and mending is a really great way to bring people's confidence up, increase their well-being, make them feel more self-sufficient if they can fix themselves. So we thought it was a good thing for individuals. And then on the community level, it brings people together. So if you're learning a skill from somebody, you form a connection with them, you develop a relationship, there's a buzz about the place, people come in, they maybe start to feel more welcomed, it's more like a community resource they can come in and use. So it benefits the community as well. So environmental, personal and community benefits.
And have you had anything fixed yet, or have you learned how to fix anything?
Yeah, I have. I've learned how to do some invisible hemming on some trousers, and I've also learned how to fix a seam in a skirt, and I have a bag actually sitting under the table there, a big brown leather travel bag, which I'm going to get fixed today. So that's great.
Look, the sole on my shoe is coming off.
Well, Amy here, the leather worker, I'm sure can help you fix your shoe today.
Okay, let's see if you can give me a hand.
Okay.
Thank you. What are you fixing, Amy?
I'm fixing what looks like a motorbike glove. It's got some holes in it, as you can see.
And who does it belong to?
That man over there.
He just ran away when I came over.
I know, I think he's a bit scared. He doesn't seem to want to actually fix it himself, though, which is a shame, because that's the general idea.
So he thought he could just come in here and get somebody to do the work for him.
Which is okay, because we're not too busy yet. But the general idea was, you know, that we would teach people to fix things.
Do you think that people have become more interested in this recently?
Definitely. I think especially because I study at the art school as well. And in fashion and sort of costume design, the reverting back to traditional crafts, I think, is a really big thing at the moment. Partly because people are getting more interested in being green and reusing things, but also just because I think it's much more fashionable now to be using old things, reusing things like old briefcases like this. When you go to the art college, you'll see all the young girls are wearing like their granddad's satchels and stuff, because that's just what's in fashion at the moment. But I think that's lovely.
Tom Allen at the Tinker Tailor Project. Get your own items fixed, learn how to do it. Sounds brilliant, I've got to say. I wish they had them everywhere in Scotland. I am absolutely championing this now. Brilliant idea. But Leith is the place to go to at the moment. Saturday from 10 till 2 at the Out of the Blue Drill Hall. That's in Leith, of course.